Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The first few weeks back at school set the tone for the entire year. But with new teachers, schedules, and expectations, it can feel like a lot. If you're looking to help your child start strong and stay confident, I've been using IXL to make that transition so much easier. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, it adapts to each child's level and pace, making it easy to spot and close learning gaps in just a few minutes a day before those gaps can snowball. Plus, it's trusted nationwide. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL, and it's used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. It's an easy, cost-effective way to get kids back into a learning routine and walking into class feeling ready and reassured. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Listeners can get an exclusive 20% off an IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Rucker, let's just jump right into it.
Yeah.
Cody Williams.
It's time, baby. I'm so pumped
this week. Wings forward from Colorado, freshman, younger brother of Oklahoma City Thunder's Jalen Williams. Where do you want to start with him?
I don't know where to start. I'm in love. I got him at 1.
Wow. Okay.
Yep. I had him at 1. Then the legendary Kristen Peake came on with Maxwell. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't heard that, oh my gosh, that's one of my favorite episodes probably. Anyone at No Ceilings has done. She's a rock star. So yeah. Shout out to Chris. She was fantastic. You got to check that episode out. And she said she's got Cody at 1. I was like, well, she gets it. She's smart. So, but it was really interesting to hear everything she was saying. And she dropped a lot of good breadcrumbs for everyone. And just goes to check out kind of what we've felt about Cody when, you know, me and you have said since we saw him in Portland drink. Right. We said he's super raw.
Yeah.
But there was just flashes where you were like, oh my goodness. If this starts to happen more consistently, this is a bad man. And I think the confidence is surging right now, Metcalf. And I'm going to go a little all over the place because I'm writing another scouting notebook for No Ceilings. I have a very big section about Cody in it. And one of the things I said that was so impressive for me watching him is, you know, he's listed around like 6'9", 196. So he's a little thin frame, but he plays tough. And, you know, he goes at people. He's not afraid to take on contact. And I think the biggest thing for me is I'm watching this, I'm impressed. And I'm saying, what happens when this kid's in a weight room for a full off season and, you know, an NBA strength and conditioning program, like, goodness. So I'm in love. I think the hype's real. I think the play on the court's been fantastic. And I'm very excited to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, and the big thing with him always just kind of seemed like, when is the confidence going to kick in? When is he going to just realize how good he actually is and can be? And it feels like we're starting to see that from him. Because Hoop Summit, sorry. But he just looked uncomfortable. there. And the start of this year with Colorado, he looked a little bit uncomfortable, just trying to find his footing, trying to find his place. But the question, there were never any questions about whether or not he could play, because his feel, his passing vision, his defense, it was all really, really high level and stuff that just popped every time that he was on the court. The questions came with, all right, what type of scorer is he? What type of offensive creator is he? Is that going to kind of really come to fruition this year? Or are we just going to see like glimpses of it, and then next year it's going to be the holy shit year? It's starting right now, and we're seeing that with a handful of these freshmen throughout the country right now, where things are starting to click. They're starting to find their groove. They're figuring out their roles. Their coaching staffs are figuring out how best to use them. And we're seeing their impacts grow by the day. And Cody's right at the top of the list. So just to run through a couple numbers, or just some synergy numbers from him, he's currently in the 98th percentile in transition, the 74th percentile spotting up, the 69th percentile as the pick and roll ball handler, pulling up some of the jump shot stuff, 98th percentile on all jumpers. That doesn't feel right, but it is.
It might feel right, though. I mean, would it shock me?
What does feel right, though, is the 92nd percentile at the rim, where he's shooting 73.2%. So it's been a really, really, really impressive month for him.
He's played 12 games. He had the injury. He was out a little bit, where I was like, oh boy, like that was annoying timing, because he was starting to get in his groove. And I said, if he comes back and picks up where he left off, then things are going to get loud in a hurry. And he has done that. He has played 12 games. He's had two games in which he didn't finish in double figure scoring. That includes the first game of the year. That is a great point right there. His last seven games, he's averaging 18.4 points a game on shooting splits of 60, 55, 72, and 2.63 point attempts a game over that stretch. I buy the shot. I think Cody's starting to figure out the timing of when to, like, he's not someone that's forcing shots. I think he understands when it's the right time to take it, and he's patient. I think the drives have really impressed me. It's still, you brought up a good point and about going back to Portland about like he didn't look comfortable, and I agree, but I'm also trying to figure out if that's like the right way to. He looked like someone that was just figuring out, like, oh, I can pull that off. Like, oh, like, okay. Like, and that's where I was like, okay, he could, all of a sudden the light switch could come on this year, in which Cody could be like, I'm really starting to figure this out. This is fun. And he just looks confident. He looks now like he's wanting to attack. He's being aggressive. In Portland, he looked like a guy that was just trying to figure out how to be comfortable in the surrounding. And now it looks like he's kind of getting that, like, I can do this. I can be the guy, which is really fun to watch, and something I think we weren't expecting so soon. You know, me and you talked to a scout who's like, it's only a matter of time before it clicks for him. And when it does, buckle up. So I'm just really pumped. I've been super impressed with what I've seen lately from him.
Yeah, and so what do you think his kind of long-term upside is? Like, connector wing, good defender, versatile defender, superstar upside, like number one option? Where are you kind of seeing his projection going?
You really have to throw that one on me. I think he's got star potential, Metcalf, and this is not just because I take that back. Yes, it helps that his brother's Jalen Williams. It helps that Jalen Williams looks like he's going to be a all-NBA potential down the road, if not sooner rather than later. But Cody's bigger, younger, more like just more raw tools. And, you know, if you put an off-season of him working on handles and, you know, sometimes it looks like it's loose, but he's still getting bullying his way through traffic and getting to the hoop, and there's just some fluidity with him that I still think that body's filling out, and you put some weight on him, like, why couldn't he be a star? That's why I've moved him to one, because I think he could have some of the most upside in this class now. And I know that's a bold statement to say, but I see that with Cody. Like, there is a very serious talent at potentially 6'9" with length that is just oozing with upside. And it's really, really, it's scary. It's fun, but it's a loud statement right now. It's well-deserved. And everyone's like, this is too rich. No, this is, if you've been watching closely, he is on this path. What about you? Where are you seeing Metcalf? I'm not answering all the hard stuff, and then you don't get to, you know, walk the plank as well. Am I crazy with the star upside? Is it just he looks good in a potential weaker class?
No, and I kind of, you know, like Will said in the comments here, you know, I think he's going to end up by the end of the year looking like a guy that should be at the top of a draft. You know, remove the expectations and the already kind of predetermined opinions about this class, just take those out the window. I think, you know, 5 years from now, when we look back on this draft and see Cody Williams went top three, top five, it's gonna be like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. He's a top 3 to 5 pick at least. I'm not quite sure about the star upside, you know, kind of fringe all-star is where I'm landing with him. Just because I'm still not entirely sold with the shot. I know the numbers have been good. I really like the scoring touch. I think he's going to be a solid shooter. I'm just not quite sure what level that really gets to. If it gets to an extraordinary level where he's, you know, 40% plus, then yeah, we're talking star stuff. If he's mid-30s, then it's like, all right, you're a little more fringe there. I think the handle needs to tighten up a little bit too, but you know, he's a freshman, so all of these right. things are to be expected, and there are areas to grow in and areas that we kind of pretty consistently see guys do improve on. The fact that his feel and IQ on both ends of the floor is already so high just gives me a ton of confidence in that he has a really strong baseline of, all right, at a minimum, this is going to be a top six rotation guy, you know, at worst. And then there's so much more there to build on with time, you know, strength and conditioning. You put 15, 20 pounds of muscle on him 2 years from now. A lot of these drives where he's gone again to the hoop, they're looking a lot easier, and he's able to, he's shrugging off defenders now. Add that strength on, plus a touch with either hand, the extension finishes. That's where it all gets really fascinating.
Yeah, and I know some of these drives, we had a comment by one of the fans saying, like, his drives look so funky. And I think that's just still his body kind of catching up where he's figuring out the fluidity. He looks so much more smoother compared to where we saw him 6+ months ago. So that's only going to get better with time, in theory. He's oozing with upside. I get if people are like, it still looks a little herky jerky or not as smooth, because it's just a talent that's figuring out, you know, the in between game, and it, the fact that he's doing it at such an efficient rate, I don't think it's a fluke. I think it's just a really damn good player that's oozing with confidence and picking his spots. And I buy the shot. I know where we have a bundle of clips we're going to show because, you know, that's how we get down. I'm buying as much stock as I can, and you know, absolutely love him.
Yeah, let's just get into the clips now then. Start with some of his drives, because I really liked his drives. I thought they really stood out. This one in particular. So this isn't anything overly sexy, but I just, and it's a little bit of a rounded angle, but I'm going to pause it a couple times here. So what I love is how low he gets on his drives, mm-hmm. where his shoulders are already below his defenders. It gives him a stronger base, allows him to explode off the ground once he gets to the rim a little more effectively, makes it a little easier for him to kind of hold his ground and not let the defender bump him off his drive here. Additionally, just the bend where he's so low and really kind of slithers around that angle like a defensive end, where he's planting so far out, holding his balance, using his strength to fend off the defender, and then still explodes off the ground and beats the defender to the rim. This shot doesn't go in, but he gets the foul. And just that combination of strength, flexibility, fluidity, agility, footwork, all of it, I really, really loved here.
The bend is really important because, you know, he's getting what, switched on, that looks like a guard. Sorry, off the top of my head, my Rolodex of Oregon State basketball is not clicking. But, you know, Look, well, what are you supposed to do there if you're guarding him? You got a 6'9 guy with length that's keeping the ball out. You can't reach around him. You have to try to stay on his hip. And just getting that low, there's a lot of really good stuff with Cody's drives, fundamental-wise, that is really exciting to build off of, and I think it's going to be intrigued. There's some stuff where he has an explosive first step. I like how quickly he gets downhill on that one. So it's little details with him that are going to get really exciting for evaluators. It's little details.
Yeah, and you know, we talk about the touch too, where the handle here is a little loose. It gets a little high on him, and that's something he really needs to clean up and pops a lot. But this is extraordinary touch with his offhand, where the release point is super high. He's dropping that in really high off the glass, falling into the first row over the weak side defender. That's a really, really tough shot.
Really tough. The handle's always loose, but I'm one of those people that I've talked to an assistant coach, and I was like, hey, when a guy's coming in with a loose handle, are you ever worried? And they're like, no, because now you can work on that. You can hammer that. They're going to improve. Jaylen Brown with the Celtics is, you know, obviously I always go to. But Cody's, he'll get loose handle, but still, like, the creativity, the understanding of, like, how to get away from people, that's such a tough shot. And I did his film breakdown on our YouTube channel, and that's not the only time he's throwing, like, this the lefty with touch. I mean, it's that Metcalf. There's clips where he's throwing. I watched the game. He had a running little baby hook across the lane. Like, there's just a lot of really fun stuff that you're like, goodness, like at 6'9". Like, this is the stuff we weren't even dreaming of when we saw him at Portland. And he was a well-known high school recruit. It's just this is some creativity. This is some stuff that's really going to get you excited about, like, what he could turn into, because there's imagination with his offense right now. Like, he's getting to a point where he's trying stuff on the court and he's showing results. And if he can keep adding to that bag, it's going to be really impressive. But I love the recognition there too, of just using touch.
And this is where the importance of the shot comes in too, because if he's not shooting, if the shot never really comes around to a really high level, defenders aren't closing out on him like this, but that recognition to attack against the closeout's momentum, attack that high foot, get into the paint, and then not be deterred to try a really difficult shot here. Yeah, he could make a kick out to the corner shooter. That'd be a great read, but he has the size and length to elevate over everyone, uses his offhand, drops it in off the very top of the backboard, and then has the touch for that to fall in while he's falling out of bounds. It's really, really difficult scoring craft with his weak hand that we really don't see from freshmen a whole lot.
Yeah, it's mature to even try to go off that high off the glass when you have that size. A lot of guys would be like, oh, I'm going to try to yam on him, or
like this.
Yes, and you get stuff like that too. That's what I love about Cody too, is because he seems like there is times where the handle's a little loose, but there also is times where he seems like he's just under control and like waiting for someone to bite. Waiting for the defense to make a decision. And then he's just like, okay, fine. And then he does this stuff and you're just like, whoa, where did that come from? But you're starting to see now he's got some nastiness. And we're going to have fun with every clip, because it's legit, folks. It's serious fun stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, aside from the handle, I do think he needs to improve just his overall playmaking, but there are real flashes of high-level passing here, and I'm not sure if he's ever going to kind of elevate out of that kind of connective role into like a full-fledged playmaker, but there are flashes, and, you know, we hear just great job just shrugging off the defender, attracts both, scoops it between the rotation, and sets his teammate up with an easy layup, where this is another area where he can leverage that ability to get to the rim. Right, you really use his high level floor awareness and then create for others as well. And it's just that situational awareness, that decision making that is so consistent and constantly results in just the right play being made.
Yeah, that's two thin guys going at each other. That's him going after Kwame Evans. But I like the recognition of first lick gets cut off, he regains his composure, understands to attack.
A little predetermined something. With the attack. But
yeah, for sure.
You know, that's absolutely. Something that you grow on.
Yes.
And Kwame Evans has been awesome defensively this year, so it happens. But the strength to maintain his dribble there, recognition to then attack back baseline, and then not force something over two big defenders, and instead kind of change the angle, thread that pass through the defense to set up the layup. It's really impressive and unselfish play. It's stuff that makes guys want to play with you.
There is a lot of prospects that have come through the draft ranks with a similar frame as Cody that don't play like they're bigger. They play like they're a thin frame. They play like they're 195 pounds. He plays like he's bigger, which makes me so just intrigued when he puts on weight. Because he plays like, I don't care, I'm going right at you. And then there's just simple good reads like this where, like, that doesn't look that awesome, but it's like, do you know how
easy? Touch over the defender. Yes.
It looks so boring, and you're like, that's beautiful. It's great recognition. You don't need to make a one-handed, no-look pass. Like, just make the simple play look effortless.
And the ability to just cross-court skip pass like that over Jalen Tyson, who's, what, 6'7"? And have it land right in the shooter's pocket for the open three.
Yeah, that also had a little bit of heat on it too. You could see when Da Silva catches that, that it was a little bit of a fastball. Like,
but I mean to mix up the sports analogies here, it's kind of like a quarterback just threading it over the linebackers in the middle of the field to a crossing route where he sees the entire floor and then has the touch and accuracy, an ability to make the right pass, and it's nothing overtly shocking with his playmaking, but it's just really, really consistent.
Absolutely. And everyone's gonna be like, well, that's routine. It's like, yeah, but if that pass isn't right in the shooter's pocket, that's probably not an attempt.
Yeah. If it's too high, it's going out of bounds, or Da Silva has to, jump, catch it, bring it down, and then Tyson's on him, and then you recycle the offense. If it's too low, Tyson's picking it off. If it's to either side, you're not getting a shot off. So it's just solid. It's yes. Really, really solid. Let's talk about the defense.
I knew it. I love it. What are your thoughts?
I think he's looking like one of the best wing defenders in this class.
It's scary when I was watching his film. I was like, man, I absolutely love him. And then I got to the defense and I was like, oh, Cody, like, this is getting real. There's some really good stuff. There's some nastiness. I feel like he's playing determined and wanting to take on the challenge. Like that type of movement, I was not expecting that 6 months ago. What are your thoughts?
I
know that's ridiculous. I like how his mindset defensively. Does that make sense? Like, his mindset is like, I'm just going to smother you, follow you. Like, I don't think he gets too over aggressive. I think he does a good job of locking in right away. Shot blocking is really impressive. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I'm shocked and constantly impressed by his fundamentals. His screen navigation is really good. The shot blocking is obviously fantastic. But what constantly stands out to me on all of these drives is how consistently he gets back rimside. Whether it's initially from cutting off the drive and moving his feet to perfection, or even when he gets on the ball handler's hip, he does such a good job of kind of reconfiguring his positioning, getting back rimside, taking the contact in the chest and walling up or blocking the shot in perfect position, even though two seconds ago he was a step behind. It's just constant pursuit and fundamentals and length and athleticism that a lot of guys don't have. And the fact that he's connecting all of those different pieces and all of those different tools consistently on a nightly basis while carrying the offensive load that he is, it's just really, really high level stuff from him.
I wrote a piece at NoCeilingsNBA.com about his brother when he was coming out of Santa Clara. And it was one of those guys that I talked to a high level executive during that draft class, and I was just like, who are you like this year? And we went back and forth about 30 people, and I was like, now who's the guy you like that you're not telling me about? And he's like, Jalen Williams, Santa Clara. And it was the beginning of the year. He's like, you need to go home and watch him. And I literally went home and watched him. And I just jaw was picking up off the floor. And what I'm getting at with Cody is there's all of this flashes and more consistent than just flashes of versatility on both sides of the ball. Is the same thing that Jalen worked on for 3 years at Santa Clara. And then all of a sudden became this guy that's like, what do you need me to do? I can do it. And I think Cody's trending in that direction of we're seeing it now as a freshman. That's super, super talented upside. I know I talked about earlier, like saying maybe he has star upside, but I'm thinking maybe this is just one of those guys that this could be, you know, if Detroit puts him next to Cade Cunningham, like, whoa, okay. Like that, it's really exciting. You go to Tankathon and start looking at all those teams and you put Cody Williams in and you could probably get excited about every team just because putting him alongside whatever you have is a big boost. Him going to Washington with Coulibaly. My goodness. Like there you go. Like stuff like that gets excited. Him going to San Antonio. Hello. So that's where I'm at the point where I'm like, well, then why wouldn't this guy be number one on my board? And I just love everything I've seen from Cody. I think he's starting to check boxes when it comes to I can hang my hat on both sides of the ball and do whatever you need.
Yeah, and I think something that you kind of alluded to right there is really fascinating. And when we look at the top of this draft class, because every time we've done one of these mocks, you know, names like Jacoby Walter, Alexander Sarr, Nikola Topic, they all get brought up for the number one pick. But then we all have our differing viewpoints of, yeah, but does he really fit with this roster? And how are they going to use him? And is there too much positional overlap? There's none of that concern with Cody. And the fact that you can look at essentially any single roster in the, let's just say the top 10, and be like, yeah, he can play there. Yeah, he can complement these guys. Yeah, he can take on more of a load in this area. Yeah, he can be their primary perimeter defender down the road. That's really rare. And that's something that we're not saying about a lot of these guys where, you know, not to dog on these guys necessarily, but when Alex Sarr comes up for the Pistons, it's like, ah, God, but they have so many bigs. Is there enough shooting there? Is there too much positional overlap? Is it clunky? You know, Topic. It's like, all right, how does he fit in here? There are none of those concerns with Cody Williams, and he's kind of by the day emerging as one of these rare guys who are not entirely fit independent, but he's certainly trending that way.
It's a wings league. We all know this, and he has the tools to be one of the top wings in this class. And I mean, here's literally Tankathon right now. Detroit, Washington, San Antonio, Charlotte. That's a yes everywhere. Mm-hmm. You put Charlotte, you put him with Brandon Miller. That's a really fun duo to groom with. Then Portland, Toronto, Memphis, Houston. Like, what team is like, no, he wouldn't fit here. I think every team would be like, oh my gosh, Cody Williams. Yeah, we'll jump all over that. And it's, you got to think long term. But I think the long term upside is sensational. I think a team that just be patient and lets his game continue to develop. I'm not saying Cody is going to come in and be all of a sudden a, you know, averaging 18 a game as a rookie. It might take a little bit of time, but I think the tools to develop down the road are really legit. I really am impressed with his game this year.
All right. Final thoughts on him. You have him at one. I have him at three.
Oh, love that from you.
Kristen said that she has him at one. He's going to be one of the consensus top 3 to 5 guys come draft time. But what do you want to see from him for the rest of the year to just make you even feel better about your number one ranking?
I think if he keeps building off of this and just keeps doing the stuff, keeps showcasing some versatility, like the playmaking, the defense, like we're at a point with him now where the more sample size we get of him doing this stuff, the more people are going to start being like, okay, wait. Okay. Maybe number one isn't crazy, because I'm getting to a point with a lot of these guys where you watch and you just start checking boxes. And I think this is the time of the year where if you're quickly checking boxes, you're sending a loud statement. I think Cody is like the shots. I'm buying the shot, which is the first thing. Like everyone's like, the shot was impressive early on, but it wasn't consistent enough. It's consistent enough now. He's making right decisions of when to take the outside shot. He's letting the game come to him. He looks under control now. Like, he looks like the game slowed down. Defensive upside, defensive versatility, on ball stuff. Like, he's just checking a lot of boxes. But I think the big thing for me, and we had an article today, NoCeilingsNBA.com. Me and Metcalf had the same answer, which I'm really proud of you. But February 10th.
It's going to be fun.
Arizona at Colorado. Arizona kicked the crap out of them earlier in the year. It was like a 40-point win, but there was no Tristan Da Silva and no Cody Williams. That team is going to be foaming at the mouth because they're going to be like, all right, now you're coming to our place. And Cody's going to be like, this is – he's going to get the kitchen sink thrown at him. Like, everyone's going to go try to stop Cody. So I want to see what he can do with, you know, a really tough Arizona team. And it's going to be really interesting. Great comment, Mr. Ray, because that's my top two on my board right now. I have Cody and Richiche because I just love both of them.
Yeah, love
it. What do you want? No. I'm throwing it back at you. What do you want? What do you want to see from Cody?
I mean,
what could get him away from – what could get him up from three for you?
More of this.
More. I just need more.
More of the same.
I just want more.
And please, if he does, if he does this through February and Jacoby's kind of – and his outings are kind of continue to be a little up and down, that'll probably be the switch for me. If he starts to show a little more playmaking, then that would probably be what bumps him over Richiche for me. Richiche's just been so goddamn consistent on both ends of the floor and incredibly efficient and confident that it's really tough for me to make that move right now. You know, things are always moving. But the easy answer is, oh, well, if his handle just got so much tighter, then, you know, easy number one. But it's like that's an offseason thing. So that's not going to happen. Another easy one would be, well, if he just continues to shoot at like 45%, but, you know, it'll come down a little bit. I really think that just seeing a little bit more diversification in the playmaking and kind of elevating that to another level of, okay, you're really starting to show not necessarily primary creator stuff, because that's the threshold for that is just so obscene, but can you be that secondary guy? Can you, you know, be that weak side creator where ball swings to you, you're initiating the pick and roll and you're kind of getting whatever shot you want or creating for others out of that at the NBA level. So I think the big thing for me would be obviously consistency, keep building on what he's doing. But then how much more playmaking is kind of lurking there waiting to be unleashed?
I mean, he's got a true shooting percentage. I'm sorry if you said this earlier, of 66.6 right now, and his usage is 22.
Not bad.
So he's doing a lot. And when his number is called, he's doing a lot of really impressive stuff. That's all I got.
All right. Love it. Let's move on to our next player, but let's take a quick break.
Millions of Americans are looking for effective ways to manage their weight, but finding the right support can feel confusing and time-consuming. Orderly Meds offers a convenient online experience that connects you with licensed medical providers to explore GLP-1 treatment options from home. The process is simple. Complete your information online, connect with a provider, and learn what options may be right for you. No waiting rooms, no complicated scheduling, just a modern, streamlined experience designed around convenience. Visit orderlymeds.com/podcasts to learn more today. That's orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Again, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. One more time, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Results may vary. Consult a licensed healthcare provider to determine if treatment is appropriate for you. Restrictions apply.